That initiative came when, you know, after the ceasefire announcement, most of the people wanted to go back and clean their houses, and they want to see how the place is. Although it's not official, people are returning, but they just voluntarily go and see what happens in their buildings, what happens, are there some remnants. So people opted to go and come back. And while they are there, they are completely, there are no food, there are no things, even boreholes are not clean because some people wanted maybe to go. And the area is very large. So with this actual initiative, where people just think voluntarily, and then we thought it is good really to have something for those who would wish to go and clean their houses. Maybe if this peace initiative continues, they may opt that it becomes maybe rain season. Who knows? They may go back to cultivate and do other things. And that initiative came on that perspective. And we thought we need really to mobilize food. We need to mobilize even the issue of medicine. So the ARC also is coming on the ground.
Yes, Bishop, you're talking about two different scenarios here. Those mm-hmm. who are voluntarily returning from refugee camps mm-hmm. and those who are displaced from within. Now, tell me something about those returning voluntarily first. On estimate, how many do you receive like daily? Or just tell me an estimate.
You know, that those ones, you know, they go and come back as individuals. It's very difficult. I have not yet established the figure because when they go, they come back. They are not settled sometimes because of what I said. They don't have, they go only and then clean the places and then come back. So we need to check from the border as to how many people they have registered. But around in Kajukeji, there near a place called Yapa and Kigwe and other things, those are people who had been even there, but they were not given even services. And I received a list of about 260 people who are in that location.
Tell me something about your lobbying process of support to those people. Have you been able to get some support to take down on the ground?
Currently, we have not, although there is something, I think we have only maybe 200 bags that we can have, and that is not enough, which we are trying to take, especially that area in Mere, and that it could not serve for long. It's just something, I don't know how I can define, which means we have not mobilized enough food, actually, for those people there.
200 bags of what? Maize flour or what?
Those ones of the grain, probably maize.
Yes, a little bit describe to us how the situation of those people are. You are on the ground, you have seen for yourself. How can you describe their situation?
When we went to visit, of course, I still live in Moyo, but when we come there to Kajukeji, you know, the roads are not okay. And what I see, the issue of medicine is also a problem. The issue of the boreholes, which have stayed there for long without people pumping, is also a problem. And those are some of the things that affect people over there.
Can you just take us through a little bit about stories of people that are coming back to their homes voluntarily? What are they sharing? What are they telling you that motivate them to come back home?
Number one, as they say in the refugee, they are not actually comfortable because they live in the tent where the area is very hot and it is very small house. So some of them, they come to visit and see, are their houses okay or not? After that, then they will be able to make decision either they will come back to stay or not. This is some of the stories people have.
Well, do they share with you whether when they come back they still find their tokols intact? And what is that?
No, I haven't approached some of them, but I personally come to Kajukeji. And we found most of the tokols were burnt, actually, most of them, with wildfire. Not somebody who burnt, but the wildfire. Even some of the iron-roofed houses, we saw some of them also affected. I just want to add that this revitalization process, we really need it. We really need it to happen into let God do his wonderful will. And this ceasefire which has been signed, I think with this short time, I can see how people respond and their hopes. And it is our prayer that this ceasefire has to be honored with all the parties, with all the opposition and the government, and so that the people of South Sudan actually will come back.